Oh, man, what a song. His signature song. John Barry there, 94.1 WMIX. He is going to be at Cesar Homecoming coming up this Thursday night. Can't wait. Hope you guys can make it out. Bring your lawn chairs. Have a lot of fun. He's such a good dude. You'll love it. Want to welcome to the Big Ride Home today, John Barry. How are you, John?
I'm doing awesome. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. John's going to be at Cesar Homecoming Thursday night. And for those who aren't familiar with Homecoming, it's this big fair in the heart of Cesar at Miners Park. And they have carnival rides and food and free concerts. So just bring your lawn chair. Thursday night, John Barry will be returning to Cesar. I can't believe it, John. It's been 4 years since you've been here, isn't it? 2019?
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Mm. Wow. Well, I'll never forget being here. We had a great day. It was a great time.
It was.
Looking forward to being back.
Where are you right now?
I'm at home in the Nashville area.
Oh, okay.
We live in Gallatin, Tennessee.
Oh, okay. Good, good. You and I met about, 9 years ago. You had a show in Ottawa, Kansas, and I got to meet you and your lovely wife, and you and I became pals. I'm thrilled to see you again.
Yeah, we played a little theater there in Ottawa.
Yeah, you remember that. It was a very small theater, but it was nice and intimate and had a good crowd, good response.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I was living in Oklahoma back in 2019, and I was passing through on my way back from seeing my family up in Michigan, and I stopped and I saw a friend of mine, and she took me to Homecoming in Cesar to see you 4 years ago, and that friend of mine is now my wife. So she's the reason I moved to Cesar. So seeing you in Cesar again, that means so much to us, John.
That's awesome. I love that.
Now, having shared that story with you, the song Your Love Amazes Me means so much to me and so many people. That has impacted their lives so much. I'm sure you've heard some stories about that.
Oh, sure, man. It's been almost 30 years. So it's been 29 years ago. It's my first number one record. And over the years, I've had a lot of people who let me know that was their song and played at their wedding or at their wedding reception or something special like that. And it's just a really cool thing to have a song that is used in such an intimate situation with folks. You know, it's pretty cool.
How did you stumble on that one? That song, it had to be a treat because it became one of the biggest love songs of all time.
Well, yeah, Chuck Jones and Amanda Hunt Taylor wrote that song. And I became friends with Chuck when I was making my first record. And I asked Chuck to send me some demos, and he sent me a reel of about maybe 10 songs. And You and Only You was on that list. Mm. A couple other songs that I recorded so many songs off of that demo reel of Chuck's. I told him, I said, Chuck, we should form a duo. And he said, what could we call it? I said, we could call it Chuck Berry. But it was, he's just a great songwriter, and I've enjoyed working with Chuck over the years. And that song was originally not going to be mine. Two other people recorded it. Andy Childs recorded it.
Okay.
And then Tanya Tucker had it on hold for her first album.
Uh-huh.
I mean, not her first album, right before my first album.
Right.
She was putting out a record, and she had recorded it for that album. And she hadn't turned it in yet. I told them, we were both on Capitol Records.
Mm-hmm.
And I told my contact that I worked with at Capitol, I said, when she turns her record in, you let me know if that song's not on there. And we were about, I don't know how far in, but about 3 weeks later, she turned her album in, completed, and Your Love Amazes Me was not on her record.
Wow.
And so I felt fortunate I got it and got to put it out. And then subsequently, Andy Childs released it as well. But it's one of those songs that, to me, the singer wasn't the important part. It was such a great song.
Mm-hmm.
It was one song. Like Kenny Rogers once said, the greatest love song is what every man wants to say and every woman wants to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of those songs, man. It's just,
it really does.
It just says it. And I was the blessed guy who pulled the card. So
take that, Tanya.
Well, yeah, every time I see her, she reminds me.
I bet.
She's like, you owe me, John.
I was, John.
She actually included her version on her greatest hits records.
Oh.
A few years later. So yeah. If you'd like to hear Tanya Tucker, go find her greatest hits record. Came out around 96 or so. And Your Love Amazes Me is on there. And it's a hit that she could have had that got away.
You capitalized on it, man. I was working in radio doing a night show in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, when I first heard John Barry. It's the first time I played the song Kiss You in the Car. I thought, this guy is real. I mean, this guy's voice, he sounds like no one else out there, and you're still going strong. You got that distinctive sound.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, I've just always just kind of just sung like me and just done my thing and tried to choose songs that I love to sing and hopefully folks will like them. So had a good run of hits in the 90s. Matter of fact, I hadn't been on the charts in many, many years. And just a couple of years ago, I had a top 30. My first time on the top 30, I made it to number 25, I think, mm-hmm. With a song called Beautifully Broken from the movie by the same name as a faith-based film. And got a lot of airplay on that song. It was pretty cool and pretty awesome.
Hold on, John. I want to get a little personal, a little emotional. Have you tell a story that maybe a lot of folks don't know about John Barry coming up in just a moment. He's going to be at Cesar Homecoming this Thursday night. Free show. He takes the stage around 8 o'clock Thursday. Hope you can come out, bring your lawn chairs, have some fun with us. Going to be a gorgeous night Thursday night at Cesar Homecoming. We're with John Barry. Here's one of his top 10 tunes. I think about it all the time. 94.1 WMIX.
The way that you smile without meaning to, the way you look me in the eye, I think about it all the time. The day we met, the dress you wore, you didn't know I was watching you. I've seen your face somewhere before, and I think about it all the time. This wasn't supposed to I'm used to how it used to be. It's not like I've got nothing to do, but I can't keep my mind off you. No, I cannot keep my mind off you. You're not a thought that comes and goes. You're more than a dream or a fantasy. Where it will lead, love only knows. About it all the time. All right. This wasn't supposed to happen to me. I'm used to how it used to be. It's not like I've got nothing. Think about it all the time. I'm just a man, I can't deny. I think about it all the time. Oh yeah! I think.
94.1 WMIX with John Barry. And I think about it all the time. He's going to be at Cesar Homecoming this Thursday night. We got him on the phone with us right now. A lot of people know this, and I know it's emotional for you, John, but about 30 years ago, we almost lost you. Here you are, man.
Man, I am a walking medical nightmare slash miracle. And, yeah, 30 years ago, matter of fact, the day Your Love Amazes Me was the number one record 29 years ago this past May. I had brain surgery that morning. And which I don't recommend unless you really need it. It was tough, and you know, and since that time, you know, I had vocal cord surgery, and then 5 years ago, well, 4 years ago, this past January, I was diagnosed with throat cancer. And I had tumors in both of my tonsils, and had to have those removed, and then go through chemotherapy and radiation and all that goes with that. And so I'm 4 years clean. I was looking for that one more year, looking at that 5 year clean mark, and then they'll kick me out the door. But God is good and been faithful to restore my voice and able to sing. And I cut a record just a couple years back called Find My Joy. That's a collection of old gospel hymns that folks, anybody grew up going to church,
will know
the six old classic gospel hymns. And then four new songs of faith, and it was produced by Steve Dorff. And your listeners may not recognize Steve's name, but I guarantee that there are songs that Steve Dorff has written that are part of the soundtrack to their life. He's written more number one hits, more top 20s than you can possibly imagine, from Barbara Streisand to Garth Brooks to Celine Dion to... Dionne Warwick. I mean, it's unbelievable how many hit songs he's written, and he wrote a couple of songs on this record, and he produced it. And are you familiar with some of my Christmas music?
Yeah.
This is sort of an extension of that. We took these old beautiful songs and did everything we could to make them more beautiful, and we recorded it with a small band and a 45 piece string orchestra. And it's just lovely. And one song, a song called Something Bigger Than Me, was recorded with the Utah Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, wow.
And it's just lovely. Just a lovely record and very, very inspiring. And, you know, going through throat cancer and just being grateful for God's faithfulness to me, is I went and recorded this song with a very grateful heart on this album.
Mm-hmm.
And pray that it'll touch people's hearts wherever they're at in their journey.
Well, you're probably not going to bring the orchestra with you, but are we going to hear some of that stuff Thursday night?
Yeah, we'll do one of the gospel songs. Maybe you have Great Thou Art, maybe another one off that record, and maybe Find My Joy, the title track. We're real pleased with it. And the record came out nice, and I think people will enjoy it. But we'll have a great time, et cetera. You know, there's a lot of, matter of fact, I remember when we were there the last time, and bless her heart, our bus driver took a tumble and fell into the gravel back by the bus.
Oh no!
Yeah, so she landed right on her face, and it's awful. But one of those things.
Man, you know, you were talking about you know, your Christmas songs and things like that, and one of the most requested songs of yours is actually a Christmas song. Your version of "Oh Holy Night" is probably the best I've ever heard. And you do that. You'll do that in your shows from time to time, even in the middle of June.
Well, somebody always hollers it out, you know? And I'll just do a verse and a chorus of it a cappella. Yeah. And that song was recorded. How funny is this? That was recorded on June 10th of 1994, and I know that because I had brain surgery on May 10th of 1994, the day that Your Love Amazes Me was my first number one record.
Wow!
And 30 days later, I'm in the studio cutting that song, "Oh Holy Night."
John, get out of here.
And the reason it was already on the schedule, we scheduled in January to go record a couple of Christmas things, kind of see what we had. And we realized, you know, after the surgery and stuff on that home recuperating, about 2 weeks before, we got a call from Chuck Howard, who's the producer. He said, "Man, I forgot we had this on the book." He said, "I'll cancel it." I said, "No, don't cancel it. I need the distraction." So we went into sound studio in Nashville, Soundstage. and recorded "O Come All You Faithful." I'm sorry, "O Come Emmanuel," mm-hmm. and "O Holy Night," and just to kind of see what we had, and it just we captured something really special. You know, we captured something. If people listen to that song when you play it this coming season, if you play the old version, 1995 album that came out in 95.
Mm-hmm.
Listen and don't see if you can't hear something really frail in my voice. I mean, 30 days before I had just had brain surgery.
Yeah,
I was really weak, and there was but there was something very vulnerable that was captured.
But it was magical.
You can't make it up. You can't manufacture it. You know, I've always said that recording is an art of capturing emotion.
Mm-hmm.
How much fun was Garth Brooks having the night in the studio they cut "Friends in Low Places"?
Yeah.
How much fun was he having?
Yeah.
They captured something really special when they cut that record.
Mm.
The spectrum, the opposite end of the emotional spectrum, there we were recording this most beautiful Christmas carol.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so emotional in the room. Matter of fact, Connie Ellisor, who played violin on it, her violin kept going out of tune. And Chuck Howard asked her across the headphones, he said, "Connie, what?" And he's a world-class violinist, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Connie, what is going on with your instrument?" She said, "Well, I'm in here listening to John sing this song, knowing a month ago we were praying he would survive, much less sing again."
Mm.
And the tears are going down my cheek, and they're falling on my violin.
Oh, no. Wow.
You can't create that. You can't manufacture that.
Man, you're giving me the chills, John.
So when you spend that this coming Christmas, listen for that. Listen for something just intangible, something you can't put your finger on.
Yeah.
There's just something there that it was a special day. And matter of fact, somewhere there's a video I made 30 days before that,
mm-hmm.
32, about 35 days before that, before I went in for brain surgery, I sat in my farm in my little barn office. My wife had gone to town to run some errands, and I recorded all the songs I loved on me and guitar, because I knew they were going to find more we bargained for, and I wouldn't sing anymore.
Mm. And here you are.
And then to be 35, 40 days later, we're recording "O Holy Night."
Yeah.
And now all these years later, because God's goodness to me has seen me through vocal cord surgery and throat cancer and brain surgery and all of this stuff, and still allowing me to sing and proclaim His name. So I'm blessed.
That was what I was going to say, John. God is good.
God is all the time.
All the time. I can't wait to see you Thursday night at Cesar Homecoming, John Barry. God bless you. It's good talking to you. Safe travels to you, bud.
Well, we'll look forward to being there with you folks. And folks who have not come out to see me before, we'll have a good time. We'll play things that we've had on the radio that you guys have been so kind to play over the years, like "Your Love Amazes Me" and "Kissing in the Car," and "She's Taking a Shine," "Standing on the Edge of Goodbye." And we'll do some new songs off my most recent record.
All right. Can't wait, John. John Barry. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, buddy.